Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now for What Are the Odds? Presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book and the official sports book of WWL.
Here we go.
Now, let's hand it off to Team WWL.
Welcome back to Sports Talk on the Big 870. It's time now for What Are the Odds, brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Guys, I think we're going to start in college basketball today because LSU is playing tonight. We got that game at 5:30. They're playing against number 16, Auburn. And last I checked that line, LSU was 5-point underdogs on their four-game losing streak. Auburn is 4-1 in SEC play. I mean, do you trust the Tigers to get going here?
I don't know. They got humiliated against Alabama.
No, they didn't. And, they got the stew kicked out of them.
That's why I think, is this a misprint? They lost 106-66.
Yep.
Now, I think Alabama has the potential, from a national perspective, to be a Final Four team.
No question.
But then, boy, you can't worry about that spilt milk. You got to go forward. But look, the next three games are against nationally ranked teams. Look at Auburn, 16th. Tennessee's ninth, and they play Arkansas. They already beat Arkansas, but they're like 25, so it doesn't get any easier. Now, the problem with LSU is their execution. Look at their losing streak, whether it's rebounding or finishing second in the basket. Yeah, for instance.
You can go down the list.
When they 32% or 33%. Inside the three-point line, so two-point type shots against A&M, Florida, and Alabama. So I don't think that's going to change. I'm going with Bruce Pearl and Auburn, and I'm laying
easy
the 5
for
points.
Me. I'll go with Auburn.
4.5 points on the road.
Yeah, until they can prove that you can kind of play with those type teams, man, you got to go with Auburn. Bruce Pearl, you know, he's been doing this a long time, and I think he sees an opportunity here to win and win big.
Yeah, and it's in the PMAC, Charlie. But
right.
When I look at it,
but that's not going to really matter.
Well, I don't think so. Auburn, the way they're not like great shooters, so
but they can run the court.
Yes, and LSU cannot do that. LSU would have to win in a half court type game, and hopefully they're shooting better.
Hopping over to another home underdog in the NBA, the Pels are at home tonight against the Heat, but the Heat are 3.5-point favorites. That line actually went up. They were originally 3 points. A lot of money must be coming on the Heat. Now it's up to 3.5. Obviously, no B.I., no Zion. Herb is doubtful, last I checked. So,
give me the Heat in this
game. Seems
like
the public is taking the Heat. The one thing that gives me a little bit of pause, I was doing a little bit of research on it, I included in the Sports Flash. The Heat are 9-12 on the road. I know a lot of teams this season are doing much better at home than they are on the road. The Pels are 17-5 at the Smoothie King Center. They were 17-4. They lost to the Nets, you know, a couple weeks back. I don't know, guys. I'm kind of feeling the Pels in this one. 3.5 points to work
okay,
with.
Okay, you taking the Pels. I'll go with the Miami Heat. I just think right now with no B.I., with no Zion, Herb, hurt, man, I got to go with Miami here. I got to go with the Heat.
Now, Charlie, who do they play after the Heat? I think that's when we're going to win that game. We won't beat Miami.
No, they play the Magic, I believe.
Yes, the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, you got a shot there.
Okay, even without Zion or B.I., I think we beat the Magic, but we don't beat the Heat.
Heat are okay. I don't know. They're having a sort of disappointing season, 24-21. I mean, they were the one seed in the Eastern Conference last season. They had that great series against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. They've kind of fallen off a little bit. So the Pelicans' upcoming schedule on the road at the Magic, on the road against the Heat, and then they come home for games against the Nuggets, Timberwolves, and Wizards. There's a lot of winnable games in that six-game stretch.
I don't know about Denver, though. How about the Joker?
No, Denver's really good.
I don't know about that.
Denver's really good.
How about the
Joker can play, Jack.
I think he's MVP again, or he's definitely in the conversation.
He's certainly in the conversation.
He's at least in the top three, for sure.
I don't think the last game, I think I was watching highlights, I don't think he missed a shot.
I saw like Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the greatest big men of all time, had made a comment about Joel Embiid versus Nikola Jokic. I'll go look it up real quick. But he had all the respect in the world for Jokic's game. You see that with like guys like Shaq too on NBA, inside the NBA. These vets that have played the game at such a high level as big men all love Jokic's game.
Okay, just think about it. Through our lifetime, Charlie's a lot younger. But have you ever seen a guy who's a superstar player get less ink?
Well, you think because he's European. What if he was American and he played in a different city? But he's in Denver.
I think part of it is that. But look how he's dominated this game.
So what if he was playing like for the Knicks? The Knicks are playing well this year. But
in a major market like New York or Chicago or L.A.?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be having this conversation.
But he's smooth as silk.
For a big man to shoot the way he can, remarkable.
Pass. He doesn't even have to have no vertical the way he plays.
So this is what he said on Embiid. Olajuwon said, he's got all the moves, but leveraging the moves is different. Why would he be shooting threes? And then with Jokic, quote, his shots, his fakes, they're so very difficult to time. You don't know when he's faking and when it's real. He has tricks. He's the one.
Yeah.
Via Sports Illustrated. That's what one of the greatest NBA centers of all time has to say about Nikola Jokic, the back-to-back MVP.
Yeah, listen, I agree with him. And again, I'm trying to think back of another guy that has just kind of controlled his own environment for 3 years in the NBA. And, you know, and everybody's, you watch these shows, Embiid, and listen, nothing away from him, but he is playing in Philly. It does give him a little advantage there. Every day it's something with LeBron and the Lakers. It's one of those type deals. He's a superstar player who at another time, another town, would be the talk of the NBA.
Yeah, no, Charlie, as of late, what have they won, like 9-1 the past 10 games, something like that?
The Nuggets?
Yeah.
And that's a majority without Jokic.
Without him?
Yeah. They've been playing some great basketball. Mike Malone deserves a lot of thought for Coach of the Year, in my opinion.
Well, then you look, I want to say the Grizzlies are 10-0.
Yeah, the Grizzlies are on a streak. So the top of the Western Conference.
But you can understand that.
Well, John Morant's back. But the top of the West is starting to separate themselves a little bit. The Pelicans are still in that, 3-4 range. They're still at number three, but they're just kind of floundering without their two stars.
Yeah.
Well, and who's right behind them?
Kings.
By the Kings.
Yeah,
the
Sacramento Kings.
So that's another line tonight. The Kings are road favorites at the Lakers, 2.5 points. Man, I'll tell y'all, I'm smashing the Kings all day long.
I agree with you, Charlie.
I love the way that the Kings are playing right now.
The Kings are really playing well. They are a hot team. They got confidence in themselves. They're shooting much, much better. But what's really improved with them, guys, their defense. That's where, they could shoot in the past, but their defense was so damn bad. You were like, how are they in games? They have pieced it together really well, and it's really come together for them on the defensive side.
How many, unless you really follow NBA, how many fans would know who's even the stud for the Kings?
De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis?
Yeah.
Sabonis is a top three big man in the NBA right now.
Right. But, Fox.
Fox is great, too.
He's done a great job.
They're making a name for themselves.
But I'm always anti-Laker because it benefits the Pels.
Absolutely. All right, that's it for What Are the Odds, brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Mike, you got something else?
Yeah, we were talking about it, and we had to go to break, but the quarterback Bob was talking about that's still in the portal is Spencer Sanders, who last year was first team All Big 12 at Oklahoma State. I remember he missed the first game of the year. He had COVID. He couldn't play, and then he opted out, and he's still out there.
And Mike Ole Miss is one of those teams that
were interested. I know Lane had heavily recruited him when he came out of high school. Very similar to Walker Howard. Recruited him heavily. He goes to Oklahoma State. Put up some really nice numbers last year.
Mike, I could see Howard being there and Spencer Sanders, and then the USC kid transferred.
Man, Jackson Darty's like, what y'all trying to pump me over here?
He'd be on a different team.
I might have to go somewhere else. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and Deuce McAllister right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.